Dr. Pisky dictating a case review on Fu, P-H-U, Ma, M-A. As per the records provided, Fu Ma underwent surgery on his left forearm on 5/5/22. Paired his surgical report indicates postoperative diagnoses were retained foreign body in the left forearm, status partial work-related injury, comma left ECRB zone 8 injury 3 injury, comma left EDC zone 7 injury, comma left BR partial laceration, comma and left dorsal radial sensory nerve branch injury. Period. The operation included left forearm wound exploration for penetrating trauma and removal of deep foreign body in the left forearm, as well as repair of the left ECRB, comma, left brachioradialis, comma, left EDC tendon times 4, comma, and repair of the dorsal radial sensory nerve injury. Period. Mr. Ma followed up on 5/16/22 with Dr. Sai, C-A-I, period. Scratch that, make it Dr. Lee, L-E-E, period. His pain was well controlled except at night, period. He had utilized the Percocet that was already prescribed, period. He was going to continue splinting for 3 weeks postoperatively and finish the antibiotics as prescribed, period. He did participate in occupational therapy on the dates described, period. The paragraph on 9/12/22, he was seen by hand specialist Dr. Recant, period. His diagnostic impressions were left radial sensory nerve neuroma, comma, left forearm radial sensory nerve repairs, subsequent neuroma, comma, left forearm extensor tendon repairs. Period. They discussed potential treatment options. Period. He opined the petitioner was capable of working in a modified capacity. Period. He had surgery by Dr. Recant on 12/30/22 to be inserted here. Here he followed up post-operatively through 4/17/23. But at that time, he described ongoing symptoms contrary to his discussion at the last visit, where he indicated additional improvement and a desire to return to work in a full-duty capacity. Period. On exam, his incision was stable with absence of tenellus in the forearm and improved tendon gliding. Period. He does have full digital range of motion, but felt ongoing weakness. But he also indicates his union indicated he should refrain from full duty at this time. Period. Given his subject the complaints, Dr. Recant gave him a note limiting his work activities to lifting and carrying of less than 20 pounds. Period. Given the time frame from his surgery, these restrictions will likely be permanent from his treating physician's perspective. Period. He will return for reevaluation accordingly. Period. He had continued to see Dr. Lee through 7/11/22. Period. He wrote, the petitioner was stiffer than expected, likely due to age and severity of the injury. Pretty recommended continuing therapy and possible additional surgery in the near future involving capsulotomies and neuroma treatment. Period. In paragraph findings and conclusions, it is evident that on 5/5/22, Fu Ma sustained a penetrating injury to his left forearm while at work. Pretty was seen the same day at the hospital and quickly underwent surgery by Dr. Lee. Period. He followed up postoperatively and participated in therapy. Period. He then was seen by another hand specialist named Dr. Recant. Period. A second surgery was then performed to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively along with therapy and improvement. Here there was a discrepancy in the patient's description of his desire and ability to return to work. This appears to have been influenced by his union colleagues. New paragraph. I will rate this case using the sixth edition for the multiple injuries involving his left forearm with penetrating trauma, foreign body, nerve, and other injuries. Dr. Rekant's intake history learned he had a left forearm laceration on 5/5/22, followed by surgery, with described repairs of the dorsal sensory nerve as well as the extensor tendons in the forearm performed by Dr. Lee. He described continued weakness, stiffness, and hypersensitivity despite the passage of time and therapy. He had a positive tenelles over the radial sensory nerve. He was able to actively flex and extend the wrist. Extension of wrist to 40 degrees and flexion to 45 degrees with radial deviation to 20 degrees and ulnar deviation to 40 degrees. Sensation to touch was diminished in the distribution of the radial sensory nerve to the dorsum of the left hand and wrist. His pulses were intact. That is the end.